Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
4 o'clock on Friday can only mean one thing. From St. Joe to Sao Paulo to Santa Clara, he's there every step of the way, and nobody knows the Chiefs like Nate Taylor.
They will move Joe Tooney to left tackle.
Now of ESPN, join CDOT on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, as we wait for Nate Taylor to pop in, I do want to give you guys this thought that was spawned from the open that you just said, talking about Joe Tooney playing left tackle. Rob, there are four players that, to me, have to play down the stretch. Issa Pole, you might have something. I don't know what you have, but you might have something at left or right tackle. You owe it to yourself to let Issa Pole play the remainder of the season at left tackle. That is a non-negotiable point to me. I know they got some injuries and all those things. I don't care. These next four games, he needs to be a starter at left tackle to see what you have in him. So that's number one. I would say Noel Williams. There is no reason for Noel Williams to not be a part of their game plan in this final month of the season. So Issa Pole, Noel Williams, Breshard Smith. If the Chiefs are eliminated, there is no reason for Isaiah Pacheco to get another carry for the rest of the season for the Chiefs in their final three games or so. He is not a part of their plans for next year. He is not coming back for next season. Breshard Smith should get every single opportunity the rest of the way once they are eliminated. So Issa Pole needs to play left tackle the rest of the way. Breshard Smith needs to get every carry the rest of the way if they are eliminated. Noel Williams needs to play. The last one is, I saw that Hollywood Brown is not playing because of personal reasons. I have no clue what the personal reasons are. Jalen Royals needs to be active and needs to be on the field. What is he doing? Where is he at? Why is he not playing? Those are four players, Rob, that need to play the rest of the season. I know mathematically they're still in it, so I know the Chiefs are going to try and do their best to keep winning and doing all those things, and that's great. But the moment that they are mathematically eliminated, you need to start treating this the way college teams treat bowl games. And you're worried about getting young guys some experience for next season. That's how they need to handle this thing. We got Nate Taylor joining us in studio. Nate, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. You make too much sense, good sir. Now, does this include that Patrick Mahomes shouldn't play the next 2-3 weeks, whenever they are mathematically eliminated?
Yeah, I mean,
is that included in this?
Yeah, I mean, if they're mathematically eliminated, I mean, I understand continuing to go forward as long as you mathematically have a chance.
Correct.
The moment they are mathematically eliminated, and someone says, Carrington, you're assuming they're going to be eliminated. I've been watching them play.
They could be eliminated on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think people realize that quite literally. Like, there is a scenario where they could be eliminated from postseason contention by 3:30 on Sunday. That is definitely a thing that can happen. And I'll give you a minute and then I'll go through the scenarios that we at ESPN have found to be the simplest version as to like what everything has to happen for them to be officially eliminated by Sunday.
Yeah, someone says, C-Dot, how do you know that Pacheco isn't in their plans for next year?
He is not.
He doesn't need to be in their plans for next year. It's over.
He's, I don't think I'm breaking any news here, but I have not heard that he is involved in next year.
He shouldn't be involved in next year's plan. Next year, if you're bringing back Kareem Hunt on another one-year deal for him to be your short yardage back, great. I welcome Kareem
back. Short yardage, third down, yeah.
You got Breshad Smith back, and they need to go sign two running backs for next year. They need a veteran running back.
Uh-huh.
I like Tyler Allgeier, who's a free agent from the Falcons. Mm-hmm. I would go get him. Fits a lot of the things that they like to do, and then go spend a draft pick.
Correct.
There is no world in which I'm inviting Isaiah Pacheco back on next year's team.
And by the way, they know that, too. I know I'm not the only one that says this, but like the front office understands that like it's time to finally invest in the running back position. And this is both a credit to Isaiah Pacheco because he is a seventh round phenomenon, fairy tale. I mean, his first 2 years in the NFL, people, I don't think quite honestly understand that like getting that from a seventh round running back is absurd. These last 2 years have been more of the norm. More of the reality of what happens when that is your biggest investment at the running back position. And the only reason why Kareem Hunt is on the roster, we all know, is because Isaiah Pacheco got hurt last year because you did not invest in the running back position in previous offseason. So they took it as far as they could with Isaiah Pacheco. You know, I know they gave him a chance to be the guy that, hey, you want to say, you know, and he said this publicly multiple times, and I totally get it because he's trying to, you know, extend his career as long as possible. They were going to give him the most chances to maximize that this season. Yes, Elijah Mitchell didn't work out. Like you said, they did draft Breshad Smith, but you knew that was going to be a developmental piece throughout the course of this rookie season. This was Isaiah Pacheco's best chance to get 1,000 rushing yards. That was what he exactly told me in Sao Paulo the day before the season began. He started the season in a funk. It looked like the injury clearly had elongated effects that neither he nor the team could have predicted. And then he got hurt, and now this is the reality of what happens often with seventh backs, whereas he came into the league and was an absolute phenomenon. It's just unfortunate that this is what happens, but Isaiah Pacheco was so good his first season and his second season that it almost weirdly convinced the Chiefs that, like, we don't need to invest in running back. We just did it with a seventh-round draft pick. And you're like, but that's not normal. And now here are the normal realities of what comes, especially when you know the position is one where you are more than likely to get hurt, and we know that those injuries could have more of a cumulative effect sooner rather than later than other positions on the field.
Rob has a theory. I don't know if you heard this theory or not. Okay. Now, you covered the NBA,
mm-hmm.
and you certainly saw a lot of 3-2-1 Cancun energy covering the NBA.
Oh, come on.
Rob thinks there's a chance that the Chiefs have that on Sunday. It's cold. They're not making the playoffs. Wow. They get down early, and they roll over for the Chargers.
Jeez, Rob.
Do you agree with that? It doesn't sound like you agree.
No. No, I mean.
They roll over for the Eagles.
No. I just, at home, ooh, that would be an indictment on everybody. I don't see it, quite honestly, because they know they still have a chance to get to the postseason, as slim as it is. Again, depending on what metric you look at, there's about a 10 to 12% chance they can make the postseason. Those odds would increase, of course, if they beat the Chargers on Sunday. We know Justin Herbert's dealing with an injury with the hand. It took five turnovers for the Chargers to win that game in overtime. They didn't even score 30 points. So this game should be relatively close. I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, but it'll be tough in the fourth quarter for your nails, for your heart rate, for all those things involved. I just imagine it's going to be another close game. But I don't see them rolling over because I don't know if the Chargers have the firepower to do that, honestly, on the offensive side of the ball. And unless there is a litany of turnovers or a litany of penalties or there's some mistake that we cannot foresee, I don't think there's a 3-2-1 Cancun energy because everyone's talked this week, whether it's Travis Kelce on his podcast. Obviously, we got Chris Jones yesterday. I know Patrick Mahomes was a little bit more reserved than we normally see him, but this is their last stand. and they're trying to mentally.
I'm tired of hearing that.
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying they can't win this game.
This is it, though.
I just feel like we've said that four times consecutive weeks. This is how I open the show. This game 100% comes down to, are you still on board? Do you still trust them? And I think what you were seeing, and you probably see this in your mentions,
mm-hmm.
there are people that have just gotten off at different stops. There are people that got off after the Broncos game. After they lost the division, there are people that got off and said, the old Chiefs would have never lost this game.
Right.
I got off after the Thanksgiving game. After they went into that game.
I think you and I are both aligned on that we both kind of realized, this season's probably over after the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving. Yes.
And I think there was a big portion of the fan base that just got off last week.
And left the stadium with like 5 minutes left. It was wild.
And there were people that were holding on to. They got these three games at home. They've been a much better home team than a road team. They'll figure it out. They lost the first one in that conversation. So I can't tell you if you think the Chiefs are going to win or lose. I don't really know if the Chiefs are going to win or lose this game. On paper, there is a lot of reasons to pick the Chiefs to win this game. You mentioned it. Herbert has one hand, basically. It's cold outside. The Chargers on the road in December. I completely understand if somebody is picking the Chiefs.
Of course.
It comes down to you trust them. And I just don't trust this team in the final 5 minutes of games. Not this version. Next year's team, let's see how they handle it. But this year, they have shown me that this game, as you just said, it's going to be 13-13 with 5 minutes to go. And they will have a holding call. They will miss a field goal. Something is going to happen in the final 5 minutes of the game that probably ends up in them losing.
That I was just about to say, and I'm glad you make that point. Not only is it cold, but I could always trust the Chiefs in these type of games because I always felt like they had mostly on most Sundays the better coaching staff. And when it's a close game, who can you rely on from a kicking standpoint? The Chiefs do not have the kicker advantage in this game. And that's, again, the first time maybe I've ever said that in a game in December, January in Arrowhead Stadium, that I would have more trust in Cameron Dicker than I would Harrison Butker right now. And so if this game does come down, if the season does ride on a 48-yard field goal, is Harrison Butker making it? That is the question that I don't know the answer to, and that's the first time where I could say, man, I don't know if I can trust Harrison Butker with the game on the line, with the season on the line, given he's the most clutch NFL kicker in the modern NFL era, and he is, by all intents and purposes, a Hall of Fame player.
You might laugh at me for having this opinion.
Okay.
I am 100% on board with Andy coming back, 100% on board with Brett Veach coming back, 100% on board with...
I don't think these are questions, by the way.
With Spags coming back. Right. Those three, 100%.
They all will come back unless they choose to do otherwise.
Let's say that Clark Hunt came up to me and said, you could hand one more person a rose like this is The Bachelor, and you could hand it to Matt Nagy or Dave Tobe.
Oh, don't do this to me.
I'd rather have Matt Nagy come back than have Dave Tobe come back. I think Dave Tobe has to be replaced. That would be a non-negotiable for me. For people to believe in the league that the Chiefs have the best special teams coach in the league, I don't see any of that on Sunday. They are stuck in Harrison Butker's contract and cannot get out of it. And he is the third best kicker in his own division at this point and has missed 8 kicks so far this season with special teams and regular kicks. They don't get big plays from their special teams. They don't take advantage of field goal or a field position. They don't. This team to me needs to find the 37-year-old special teams coach that can be a head coach in the NFL in 3 years. That guy exists. That guy pops up every time. They have to find that individual. Dave Tobe for me would be a non-negotiable. He cannot come back next year.
Ben, you make a great argument. I can't necessarily disagree.
And I guess really quickly, like I'm watching these games and I'm watching the Chargers. They have Ladd McConkey on kickoff duty. And I'm watching that we spend this time in Kansas City arguing about Nico Romeo and Marcus Kemp. Man, special teams has changed. This is a legitimate weapon that you can use to set your offense up and put the ball on the 42-yard line and make it so much easier for your offense. And the Chiefs special teams doesn't do that. Or it's a holding call that ends up taking a big play.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah,
yes,
off the board. I can't do it anymore with
just,
Dave Tobe.
I was just about to say, like, the sad thing is you have inarguably – the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Yet he is always almost at a high, ridiculous level starting his drives from behind the 25-yard line. I cannot stress that enough, ladies and gentlemen, that the Chiefs start most of their drives not in favorable distances, even though Dave Toll was a part of the committee that was in favor of changing the kickoff rules, which again, and I think the reason why the league was so comfortable with it is, A, we do need more returns. We don't need people tuning out the kickoff before drives. We want to have special teams play a factor in these games, and everybody loves more points. So, hey, if you kick that ball out of the end zone, it's going to the 35. No team in the league is kicking the ball in the end zone against the Chiefs because they know, hey, man, we want to make Patrick go 90 yards. We want to make him go 85 yards, 80 yards, like it's 1995 or something. It's too often where I'm going to say his. This was just this past Sunday. Drive. Okay, how did you obtain the ball? We have all these stats. How did you obtain the ball? Where did the drive begin, Carrington? Now, the Chiefs went on, you know, a number of 8, 7, 12-play drives against the Houston Texans. Very good defense. We all know this. Drives began at the 25, 23, 35. Hallelujah. That was off of, the issues that happened early in the game. They had a drive start at the 3, the 4, the 22, the 8, the 30. I mean, come on. I mean, this is there's too much of this in their games. And when you're having your quarterback have to drive the length of the field just about every time, that is an indictment of the entire special teams unit because you're not winning the field position battle in a way that it's hitting yardage that eventually shows up as to why the Chiefs maybe are stuck in the mud in the red zone or why they can't get as many drives or possessions as they want. Because you're having to drive the length of the field, which takes more time off the clock. There's all these effects that sort of compound on one another. And yes, you're not getting the big play. And I love Nico Remigio. I would, in some ways, I wonder what Nico Remigio would look like with a different special teams coach, right? Or coordinator, whatever you want to say. Harrison Butker changed his technique. It has not gone great. Harrison Butker told us in training camp, I'm focusing more on accuracy this year than necessarily distance. Accuracy ain't too great this year because, as you mentioned, he's missed 8 kicks already.
The only reason Harrison Butker is still on the team is his contract. If he was a...
And because of what he's done in the past.
I agree. But I'm saying is, let's say that Harrison Butker was making $2 million and there was a chance for them to potentially cut Harrison Butker or, at a minimum, bring somebody else in to challenge Harrison Butker, they would have done it. They would have done it. Now, I'm with you. What he's accomplished in the past, but you and I both know, the Patriots gave up on Tom Brady eventually.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they gave up
Adam
on Tom Brady.
Adam Vinatieri did not last the entire run. We also have to mention that, too. Yes.
Yeah, so just when it comes to those things, yes, everybody appreciates what Harrison Butker did. But if there is a position that they do not accept failure with in the National Football League, it's kicker.
Guys, not only does he miss kicks at really inopportune times that are not, like, at the end of the game, but like, ooh, buddy, that he has kicks where it's like, ooh, that changes the dynamic of the entire game moving forward.
Happened on Sunday.
Exactly. Now, I just went back to the game that many people thought was for the division, right? Chiefs at Broncos coming off the bye week. Again, it's the third phase, but it's still an important phase. I'm going to go through them, guys. It's not pretty. Chiefs began possession at, oh, this is so bad. This is so bad. 32, 27, they're 12th, they're 28, they're 11th, they're 26th, they're 10th, they're 29, they're 25, they're 24.
They're not even getting into where touchbacks are.
Correct. And that's against the best defense, arguably, in the league. Your best drive started when the game started. Can't keep living like this. Even with the best quarterback, you can't keep living like this because... Again, they went on a 16-play drive. They have drives of 9 plays, 6 plays, 16 plays, 9 plays. I mean, it's just, look, the quarterback's good enough to do it, and you have the offense good enough to execute at a high enough level. But every defense understands if we make the Chiefs have more plays than on average, if we make them drive the length of the field more than on average, we have a better chance of stopping them or forcing them into a field goal or possibly a turnover slash penalty that sort of backs them up and stalls the drive. So, again, this is against your, you know, the best team in your division. You never started a drive past your own 32-yard line. Wild.
right now we're talking to Nate Taylor in studio. This kind of goes to the point that we're talking about is I think a major problem for this team is explosive plays only really come from their passing game. Mm-hmm. You think about all the different places you can get explosive plays from. You can get it from your run game.
Yep.
Chiefs don't get it from there. You can get those explosive plays from your special teams. They don't get it from there. They don't get it from their defense. Their defense doesn't get sacks. Their defense doesn't really force turnovers and take the football away.
Yep.
And you got to have multiple plays to be able to generate those kind of game-shifting, big-time kind of plays that can swing a game. And at least the point for me this week is Andy was just beating us over the head with, hey, this team is one or two plays away. Man, one of those two plays could be you return a kick to the 40-yard line, and now your offense has the ball on the doorstep.
Yep.
Man, one of those plays is you force a forced fumble, and now you can take that back to the crib and you can score that way. Like those one or two plays, some of those are the randomness of football for sure. Man, some of those is you got to actively search out and try to make those plays.
Yes.
And this team just only really has a chance of making an explosive play if it comes from Patrick Mahomes.
Right. And again, this makes the burden that much greater on the quarterback to everything you just said. So I'm sure somebody's asking, well, Nate, how bad could it be? The thing I would ask Dave Tobe is, are you giving the young guys enough opportunity to get better over the course of the season? My argument would be no. And we all know your scheme is soundproof, right? We all know the scheme is excellent because it challenges quarterbacks. But could there be something about the scheme that we develop over the next year or two that puts our guys in better position to make turnovers, to your point? I mean, unless you're an historically bad football team, i.e. the New York Jets, I mean, the Chiefs only have 10 takeaways the entire season, Carrington. They play 13 games. They have a turnover margin of minus one. And again, their offense doesn't really turn the ball over. That's one of the good things about even with like, and I think some of the metrics sort of, you know, indicate this well. Like, hey, the offense is still good versus EPA, points per drive, all those things, because the offense doesn't really turn the football over. They have 11 giveaways. We know most of those are dropped that turn into interceptions. There's been one giveaway this year on a fumble. They're still minus one because their defense just doesn't get turnovers. You know, the Chiefs have always prioritized constant pressure over necessarily raw data when it comes to sack numbers. But hey, if you sack the quarterback more often, there is a chance for that opposing quarterback to put the ball on the ground. So for whatever reason, and I think this has been somewhat player driven, but it honestly might be scheme driven, because the Chiefs have not been one of the best teams about taking the ball over over the last 3 to 4 years, honestly. Like, their best takeover year, I believe, in the Steve Spagnuolo era was the 2020 season, and a lot of that was due to Tyrann Mathieu because he was just amazing that year. Yeah, they had 22 takeaways in the 2020 season. They're down to 10 this year with only 4 games left to play. I don't know why, but if you're not getting anything from special teams and your defense is not helping your quarterback. Now, they help the quarterback with points per game and all that type of stuff. But, like, man, having a turnover, as you said, could really change the seismic nature of the game, can really put you in an advantage to where, like, hey, now instead of being up 3, we can go up 10. We can put more pressure on the other coaching staff, the other quarterback, the other players on our, you know, from the opponent's standpoint. It's just, it is Patrick do God's work. And I'm dead serious, ladies and gentlemen. People do not realize that this man is doing essentially football miracles with Isipole as his left tackle, with Jalen Moore playing left and right tackle this year. Mike Caliendo, I thought there was a chance he could get better, kind of like what we saw with Andrew Wiley a couple years ago. That has not trended correctly. Teams have really found a way to get one-on-one matchups against Mike Caliendo in passing situations. Emma Holmes still does something, you know, above average, out of the ordinary. You know, I know people say he didn't play well on Sunday, and I'm asking, what quarterback plays well on Sunday when their receivers drop all the balls that are important, that are at the important times in the second half, and his offensive line has 4 backups essentially in the game with you know, Creed Humphrey, and give credit to Kenzie Suamataia, who's played really well. But we all know pressure up the middle is what causes Patrick to get a little bit frantic. It's not actually outside pressure, it's actually pressure through the interior. So again, much of this season has come down to, hey, bro, you healthy? You good? Can you do the football equivalent of turning water into wine? And a lot of the times he's kind of done it in a way that's been really impressive. But it's a team sport, and you need your team to support the quarterback as much as the quarterback is trying to lift everybody else up.
Yeah, for sure. I saw a stat that said that 74% of the Chiefs' offense comes from Patrick Mahomes. That's mm-hmm. number one in the National Football
yes, it
League.
Is.
And, I mean, if you really just want one stat to see how the season goes, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has rushed for more yards this season than Isaiah Pacheco. Like, if I told you that from the very beginning of the season, and you'd be like, oh, well, Pacheco got hurt. Pacheco has 30 more carries than Patrick Mahomes does this season.
Oh.
And Patrick Mahomes has outrushed him this year.
Sickening.
That's really the only stat that you need to kind of know how this offense has stalled. Your RB1 that you had planned coming into the season, he has just not been that for this team. So coming up on the other side, you know I go on Fox 4 on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to give the four improvements that I want to see the Chiefs give for next season. I will tell you what list I gave them next. We got Nate Taylor in studio from ESPN. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, Nate Taylor of ESPN. So I want to read to you the list that I gave Fox 4. So they sent me a text and said, hey, we're going to do a segment. These are the four things that you want to see the Chiefs change for next year. So I said, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on my list is I think they need to find their version of Danielle Hunter. They need to find their Frank Clark. There was a time where this defense needed that attitude, that kind of pass rusher.
That dog.
And I'm not saying you got to go find a guy to get 20 sacks.
Right.
But you need to find somebody who can get 10 and a half sacks. And you put that person on the opposite side of Korloftis,
yep,
and see the kind of pressure that it generates. And I think it's realistic to say, at least when it comes to Chris Jones, his big time sack numbers are done. That's just not where he is anymore.
Well, I think to your point, though, and again, it's the right call here. Because I think, I mean, I've talked to my dad about this all season where it's just like he just keeps coming back to, man, they need another pass rusher. They need another pass rusher. And I'm like, I can't disagree with you. But if there was a more legitimate option, would, you know, because I think what we have seen the last 2 years is if Chris got pressure, hopefully Karloftis would be the one to clean it up, right? And if there's another person opposite of Karloftis who's more productive, maybe that can free things up for Karloftis and for Chris Jones.
They banked on Minnehu being good and he wasn't.
It's one of the saddest parts of the season. Because I honestly think Minnehu was doing everything he can, but when you have that number of injuries, it's just
unfortunate. That's exactly what I think it is.
It's just unfortunate.
I think what happens, and I think we all do this in sports, when a guy gets surgery, you just expect he's going to bounce back to the player he was before the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Minnehu is not the same player since the knee injury. And I think they were counting on him kind of being that guy, and he just hasn't been that individual.
Yep.
So, to me, Dean, they need to find a Danielle Hunter type. The same way every year, there's a guy that you can get on a one-year, $12, $13 million deal, the same way that Buffalo got Bosa this year.
Right.
That guy is available. It's not cheap. But you need to find that player in free agency. So that's number one on my list. They have to get a pass rush opposite of George Karloftis. Number two on my list is they need a big body receiver.
Oh.
They need a 6'2".
You want a Nico Collins?
They need a 6'2", 215 beat man coverage kind of receiver. They just don't have that guy on their team right now. I saw someone make this analogy, and I can't remember who it was. They got a bunch of guards who can shoot. That's great. But you need a rim protector. You need guys that can rebound. You need guys that can guard the other team's best player.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they got a bunch of speed over the top kind of. They need somebody who on third and five can run a crisp route, big body, make a contested catch in the middle of the field. That's just not what Rashee Rice is.
And we have an archetype kind of for that most recently in 2022. This is after the Tyreek Hill trade, right? They made the acquisition of Marquez Valdes-Scantling so that it would still have a speed element. But honestly, they had Juju Smith-Schuster in what we will now consider his last great year, where he was that big body receiver in the middle of the field who could work alongside Travis Kelce against, you know, zone coverage, but was still big enough to be a possession kind of receiver, you know, at certain points in time against man coverage. One of the biggest things, to your point, Carrington, is they just don't have the bodies or the personnel to really beat man coverage, which is why more and more teams are doing it throughout the middle portion of the season, right? It's basically, I think, against the Broncos, they basically challenged everybody. Like, hey, let's just see what they do against man covers. They did not really have the answers. And we all know Xavier Worthy is a little bit banged up right now due to all the injuries he's had. So he can't necessarily use his speed the way you normally would hope. It was quite telling that they played against Nico Collins. And even though Trent McDuffie's in his hip, I'm bigger. I'm going to just go get the ball. Like, Noah Williams, I thought, did a really good job on Nico Collins, but there are moments where Nico Collins just said, okay, well, I'll just run a slant. I'll just run a dig route. They don't have anybody who can say, okay, I'm going to just run a dig route 12, 15 yards downfield. I'm going to be open in the middle of the field. And even though there might be two defenders coming at me, I'm bigger than both DBs. And so I am a possession receiver that helps us move the chains down the field. I completely agree with you. The problem is Andy really hasn't prioritize that body type of player. I know there was a, you know, I don't know, you probably know this too, Karen. There was a slight flirtation with Mike Evans, right? If he had actually become a free agent, he instead re-signed with Tampa Bay. That is probably, to my understanding, the most they've actually flirted with someone who was veteran, who was a big body receiver. They really haven't prioritized that. And, you know, there's one reason why I guess Juju is still kind of on the team is he does give you your best possible solution at contested catches against man coverage, but he's not on the field a ton to give you that same level of production you're looking for.
Yeah, this is a side point, but it goes with what you just said. I think like one piece of scouting advice I would give the Chiefs is man, sometimes when the numbers show a decline, you got to trust them and believe them. Like with Juju Smith-Schuster, he had 260 yards back in 2023. He had 231 yards in 2024. All the numbers were indicating, hey, Juju's at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. That just can't be a guy that you're counting on and expecting. Man, Isaiah Pacheco, toward the end of the season last year, just wasn't fully recovered from the injury. It seemed to me like their plan was, oh, he'll be back. He'll bounce back. You ended up being massively wrong when it came to that. Like, sometimes you just got to trust what the stats and the numbers are telling you. And I feel like at least when it comes to players that they know and players they have a closeness towards, they just don't want to believe it. You guys didn't think that Derek Nnadi was good enough to make your team. So now why is he your answer in trying to solve some of these issues?
That will never make sense to me that they traded a pick, even though they just gained a pick with the Sky Moore trade, which we all knew was going to happen. It's like, okay, Sky Moore had that punt return against Seattle, and it's like, hey, great job, young fella. We'll see if anybody snails, see if anybody gives you a chance to give you a second chance.
He's actually been a decent return man for the San Francisco.
And that's kind of, I mean, you ain't the first one to say to me, hey, what the hell is happening with Sky Moore? It's like, well, I mean, Kyle Shanahan has a pretty good coaching staff. So even though he might not be a plus player on offense, he has found a role on special teams, to the point we said in the earlier segment about maybe that's an indictment, a further indictment of Dave Trope. But yes, I think ultimately, for a number of reasons, they have said, is there a way for us, because the quarterback makes this much money, because the defensive tackle, who's the best in the league at his position, makes this much money, because obviously we still have Travis Kelce, can we piece together guys that we know have worked in the past, who understand the system, who understand what it takes to win at a championship level, and like how long can we ride this out, kind of in like a Moneyball style manner. But to your point, ultimately, like, guys get older and it's the NFL, so it's not like you have these extended windows as you might have in the NBA or even in Major League Baseball. So you've got to quickly turn the table as much as you can while also trying to have stability within your locker room. It will just never make sense to me that Mike Pinnell, who you know is a good football player, and you just got a draft pick from the Sky Moore deal, and you're going to essentially exchange that to bring back Derek Nnadi. It's one of the dumbest things the front office did all year, and I have no problem saying that.
So the last two things, so the first thing was a big body, or the first thing was a DN. The second thing was a big body receiver.
Yep.
A running back. You know, I've been beating this drum. I've been beating this drum all year.
Yes.
Every team that you think can make noise in the playoffs has some investment in running the football. That doesn't mean you got to go get Jeremiah Love. I'm not against it if you take Jeremiah Love.
I
kind of
want to see it, though.
I'm not against it, but you gotta invest in the running game next year.
Yeah.
The running game was a problem for you guys last year. I don't know why the Chiefs did. They knew they had a problem and did absolutely nothing to it. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I told you earlier, they need a new special teams coach.
Oh, so that's number four? Dog.
To me, I
just didn't know Dave Toe was going to just skip. Woo! Like, I mean, my eyebrows are gone, Rob.
We can mention a lot of things on why this team missed the playoffs, right? Like the one or two plays.
Uh-huh.
If this team was one of the top five special teams in the league, they'd have made the playoffs this year. Just changing that one thing. Offense still the same, defense still the same. If you looked at them as having a plus in special teams, that wins one or two games.
Mm-hmm.
That wins one or two games right there. They probably beat Houston if Harrison Butker makes that game. Like, we can go back.
And again,
go ahead, Nate.
It's not even a hard kick.
No, I'm with you. Doesn't make any sense.
Like, that's a, by all intents and purposes, that's a routine kick. I know it's windy. I know it's cold. But this, I said this to a couple people this week. Like, that's a home game. Yeah, the conditions aren't going to be optimal. But, like, man, like, you one of the best. Like, I just, you can't miss that field goal, right? And it was, remind me, it was right before halftime, right? Yeah. So now the life's just sucked out of the locker room because we have no points to show for ourselves. It only further, I mean, again, there's just seismic things where the game changes because he missed a kick that is inarguably like routine for like an NFL kicker. It's bad, man.
That's my list right there.
He missed a 43-yarder.
You have to make that. Especially in a game in which you knew points were going to be a premium. You knew that was going to be a low-scoring
game.
You knew that was going to be a 21-17, low-scoring, cold kind of football game.
So, you know, and I know that I have knowledge of you know, these are a conversation between two people, just like you and I are having right now. If it comes up to Dave Tobe, it is an Andy Reid and Clark Hunt conversation, just like we have it on the radio right now. And if I can't, it might be time. Good dude. Great dude. We all know he's a good coach. But, like, sometime a new voice, a shakeup of any kind. Like, we know Andy. Is Clark Hunt saying, look, I just, the data demonstrates that we need a new special teams coach. And by the way, Nico Remigio regressed from being a truly, like, nice, pleasant surprise last year. He's regressed this year. We kind of tried Tyquan Thornton. We kind of tried Breshard Smith. Obviously, it wasn't going to work out on offense for Sky Moore, but the 49ers are getting more results from him than we were getting from him. Buckers regressed. As I said earlier on the show, guys, they're basically starting every drive behind the 30-yard line, in essence. I mean, at least Matt Araiza has improved. That's the only thing I can say. So if you I guess he is number four on the list because it is that bad. And, you know, I know Dave Toe's not the kicker. But, I mean, that's his responsibility. And it's just, it's not like, and I want to make this clear, too. It's not like Harrison Bucker's hurt. We have no knowledge that this man is hurt. He has been available in every game. He has been willing to go out there. I know they've gone for it more on fourth down because of the effects of what Harrison Bucker presented earlier this season. I can't disagree. I mean, again, I cannot disagree if you want to get rid of Dave Tobe. I can't disagree if you want to get rid of Connor Embry. I can't disagree if you want to get rid of Todd Pinkston, the running back coach. I can't disagree with you if you want to get rid of Matt Nagy. Just because you want to see the offense have some evolution to it, some innovation return, some creativity come back to the offense to where it makes things a little bit easier on your quarterback because there's no telling if the 36-year-old tight end who's a Hall of Famer is going to return next season. So if you want to make that list, I'm at the point now where I can't necessarily argue with you, and I completely understand why those are your top four biggest concerns moving forward to this upcoming offseason.
We got three very important games in the AFC. I want to get your takes on those next. We got Nate Taylor joining us in the studio with ESPN. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We got Nate Taylor of ESPN joining us in studio. All right, Nate. We got three important games in the AFC. Let's start with Bills and Patriots. I think the Pats win this game. I don't trust Buffalo on the road right now. I don't trust them on the road.
Okay. Interesting. Well, if you're a Chiefs fan, you should want the Patriots to win this game. I know that might seem a little bit odd, but like the Bills winning does have some effect on the Chiefs' playoff odds improving or decreasing. Now I know it's still relatively like we're not in the final 2 weeks to get it, but like if Drake May balls out, just saying. This might be a train we can't stop, Carrington. We love the new dude. Yeah. So I think I know who the better team is. I think it will mostly come down to can James Cook be alongside Josh Allen to help the Bills control the game to where they have a chance to win it in the second half. If James Cook is bottled up, then yeah, it puts all the pressure on Josh Allen. Now I don't know if the Patriots have as good of a defense, excuse me, as the Houston Texans, but we saw when the Bills got down on the road, and I know it was a short week, it was Thursday night, but man, they got down. It sort of engaged those pass rushers for the Texans. James Cook was not involved, and then all of a sudden turnovers and sacks were just happening every other down. So there's obviously a model for the Patriots to go out here and win this game. And Chiefs fans should really be rooting that Drake May is the odds-on favorite to win the MVP on Monday morning.
Packers and Broncos. Who do you like in that game?
This the one, baby.
I'm surprised that both New England and Denver are both home dogs in these games. I'm a little surprised.
Micah Parsons is real, man. Micah Parsons is real. I'm so excited for this game because to me, it's a schematic question more than it even is the players on the field. How in the world can Sean Payton scheme this thing up for Bo Nix to live this game? To, like, not turn the ball over, to not feel as much pressure. We know the Broncos' running game has been in question since the injury to J.K. Dobbins, which puts more pressure on Bo Nix. That is not the world that Bo Nix needs to be living in, but that's just the reality. Man, if Micah Parsons has a game like he had on Thanksgiving, this is a smaller version of what Mahomes is doing, but it is cool to see Caleb Williams be like, oh no, I can make like superhero throws. Oh yeah, I can do this. I can move around. It took him playing excellent to make that game close. Unfortunately, I think he made the wrong decision. He should have probably checked it down and ran for the first down instead of going for it all on that fourth and one in the red zone. But the Packers have the players to hold you down to what your normal average is on offense. And Bo Nix, I'm just saying, he might. This is a game of just defense, and I'm just fascinated to see how does Sean Payton keep Bo Nix on time, ahead of the sticks, not too many third and longs. How does he move the pocket, roll him out? How do you get short completions, easy reads? Because I just think it's going to take a masterful coaching performance for Denver to win this game.
We got one more super important game in the AFC. I know people have kind of left the Colts for dead. They still have a chance, at least when it comes to the wild card. I have absolutely no clue what to expect with Phillip Rivers. Like, none. I have no clue. Like, you could tell me that Phillip Rivers throws for 210 yards and a touchdown and no interceptions, and that would make sense to me. You could tell me that we find out in the first 30 seconds this was one of the worst ideas that we've ever heard. Like, either one is possible, at least when it comes to the Colts and the Seahawks. I feel like everyone acknowledges that the Seahawks are good.
Yes.
No one thinks the Seahawks are great, largely because of who their quarterback is. And it feels like we just did this exact same song and dance with him last year in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's true. Now, when it comes when it comes to takeaways, kids, this has all the makings for a great game. Or I shouldn't say a great game, an entertaining game. Because in 13 games, ladies and gentlemen, the Seattle Seahawks have produced 21 turnovers. That is top five in the league, right? hand the ball off. Shea Steichen, hand it off. I can't. It's hard for me to imagine Phillip Rivers coming off the couch and 5 years later. I mean, it's on the road, right? It's in Seattle. That's one of the more, like, difficult environments. Like, this is not going to be easy. So I'm in complete agreement with you. This thing could go south real quick because they made Jacoby Brissett look pedestrian on the road up in Seattle, and he's a very good backup quarterback. So now we're asking a 44-year-old grandfather to work miracles. Oh my Lord, I might say a prayer for Phillip Rivers out of my own good heart. Like, Lord, please protect him. We don't need to see a car crash.
This is me just hoping that, you know, this is like a future E60 just the week of the Indianapolis Colts. I'll get you out of here with this last thing. The Chiefs are still very much in this thing. They still got a shot. The Chargers, they absolutely have a chance. They're a wild card team, and it just feels like it's wide open. They got a great coach. They got a good quarterback. They got a chance, I would say, when it comes to the postseason. Give me your Chiefs win-if scenario. Give me your Chargers win-if scenario in one of the more important AFC matchups.
Chiefs win if they can get pressure on Justin Herbert. Sorry, guys. I know everybody's like, dang it, Nate. Why'd you have to say it like that? Why'd you do that? It's just kind of the reality. Now, in favor of the Chiefs, and I want to make sure I get this exactly right, so I'll give me like, you know, 10 seconds, but basically – again, against the blitz this season, Justin Herbert has posted the fourth highest completion percentage, 68.3% in terms of completing passes. The issue is, of course, that we all know the Chargers have a banged up offensive line similar to the Chiefs. They've had 15 different offensive line combinations this season for at least 10 snaps, Carrington. That is tied with the Vikings for the most in the NFL. Honestly, the Chargers have the most instability at offensive line, more so than the Chiefs in this game. If you can't get pressure on Justin Herbert, you have no shot. The Chargers win if they can get turnovers. What we have now realized is the Chiefs offense, I think, for its own concerns with drops, with, again, as we said earlier this hour, having to go the length of the field, like 80, 90-yard drives, the Chiefs really can't overcome their own turnovers. And I hate to be like that sort of simple and distilled of like, it's a game of turnovers, like it is a game of runs in basketball, but this is the truth. Patrick can't throw that ball on the first snap of the fourth quarter where he just basically arm punts it to the other team. Possessions are going to be very valuable in this game. We all know this game is probably going to be close, perhaps low scoring, because both defenses are capable of making – things challenging for each offense. The Chiefs just cannot have a 3-turnover game like last week. And as we saw from the Chargers standpoint on Monday Night Football, they needed all five of them turnovers, Carrington, to score 22 points. So don't make it easy on Justin Herbert by turning the ball over, giving him short fields himself. They had five turnovers and scored 22 points in a five-quarter game. So just be professional, concentrate, do the little things correctly. Don't have back-breaking penalties along the way. But I think if the Chiefs can control what they actually can control on offense, they will make things a lot harder for the Chargers, who are, again, banged up, having to play an emotional five-quarter game and having to go to the Midwest in a cold environment on a short week. Most of the advantages entering Sunday are in the Chiefs' favor, but they need to make those actual advantages prove to be the case on the scoreboard.
That is our guy, Nate Taylor, joining us in studio. He does fantastic work for ESPN. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to Mikel Garcia, who signed a five-year extension. We'll also get you ready for Sunday's matchup against the Chargers. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.